Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basa Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Picking up on the top of the page, three lines down, next part of the Mishnah. We said, Haomer im yalda ishti zachar. If someone says, if my wife gives birth to a baby boy, and so what happened, they said the father gives a baby son 100 zuz, and the second case he gives a baby daughter 200 zuz. Frankly, Gemara, lemeimer, do you mean to say the basa difalei lebiben that a daughter is more beloved than is a son? Says the Rishpam, meaning to say the yoyev lo and the kevam asayim zuz dahinu shnei menim, because the fact that he wants to give 200 zuz to the daughter and only 100 to the son. V'hamer of Yochanan Mishomer Bishomer Ruchai Kol Shein Meniach Ben LeYorishem, who doesn't leave over a son to be Yorishem. We saw this in this Masechta. Saw this around of Kuf Tes Zion. Anyone who doesn't leave over his son to Yerushim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moli Alav Evro, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him. Shein Amar Ve'avartem Es Nachalos Elabito, because the Pasuk says you shall pass over, right, his inheritance to his daughter, right? If he's died, he has no son, pass it on. Ve'en Avara Ela Evra. The Lashon of Avara is the Lashon of Evra, which is Shein Amar Yom Evra HaYom Ahu, a day of Evra is that day, which is a day of anger. La'inya Yerusha ben Adifle. No, in reference to Yerusha, son's better, is more beloved, preferred. La'inya Harvacha bito Adifle. But in reference to Harvacha, giving more stuff, he'd much rather give to his daughter than to his son because they're less able to get it by themselves. Says Rashbam, Shani Yechola Lachzor, Acha Mezonos Say, after the Mezonos Kazachar. Ushmul Amar Hacha b'mvakere saskin. And here we're talking about a woman who is giving birth to her first kid, Ukid Rav Chista. And like Rav Chista says, he'd rather have the first kid be a daughter. Tam Rav Chista bar bas tchila simen yafel abanim. Having a daughter first is a good sign to having sons. Igdami de mirabia la'achaha. And some say that's because she raises the young brothers, says Rav Migadelis, he raises them. Igdami de lo shalta be'en abisha. Some say because there's no ayin hara now. And seemingly, there's more jealousy towards a boy than there's towards a girl. Amar Rav Chista, uledidi b'nasan adifalim b'nei. For me, daughters are more preferable than sons. Rashbam says because his sons didn't survive, but his daughters did. That's why he was saying such a statement. V'ibayisam, another answer is ha'mani Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda are you talking about, right? It says that a daughter is better. Ilan Rabbi Yehuda, the bakol, if you want to say to Rabbi Yehuda, it says the word bakol, the tanya of Hashem berichas Avram, bakol, Hashem blessed Abraham, Bakol, which also we saw in this Masechta, Daf Tes Zayin, Omer Beis, Rabbi Meir Omer Shaloha Yelo Bas, Rabbi Meir says that Bakol was that he didn't have a daughter. Yehuda Omer Shaloha Yelo Bas Bakol Shema, he had a daughter and Bakol was her name. Emer Deshmaita Leila Rabbi Yehuda. Well, not a raya. Because when is Rabbi Yehuda saying this statement? Brata nami lo chaser achmona l'Avram. Because Baruch Hu didn't hold back Avram even of a daughter. That difa mi ben mi shamat le. But you're saying that it means it's better than a son? All it means that he was blessed with something that he even had a daughter. El Harbi Yehuda means the following Harbi Yehuda. The time, a mitzvah lozun es habanos. It's a mitzvah to go ahead and to support your daughters. This is Rashbam says, is a braisa in ksuvus. Perk naira shenis patata. Mitzvah lozun mishom mibsarcha lo sesalim. Right? Don't turn away from your basar, from your flesh. Help them out. Miu chovahu the leka kedetan hasam. Einu chayiv in zos bito. Vein mechayiv in osol lozun banov minosav kedumin hasam. Damin alei ye'eru the yelda va'avnei masa shadya. Right? You don't, it's not a chiev to, but it's a mitzvah to. V'kavachom in the bottom. How much more so to support the sons? To ask a b'torah because they're steiging away. So there's a problem to iske b'raisa, a little litzel, don't be mezalzel in that parish. Hu v'eino min b'raisa. This is own parish, not for the b'raisa. Tiber Meir, Zagazak, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, mitzvah lozun esabonim v'kavachom l'bonim. It's a mitzvah to take care of, to support the daughters, the sons, and kavachomer to your daughters. The lo litzel, so that they don't become mezuzal. That's Rabbi Huda we're talking about, that you're going ahead and you're taking care of your daughter and protecting her. Ella Hadatanya, I but what if we have in the Braisa, Yolda Zachar and Kiva, if she gives birth to a boy and a girl, Hazachar not to Shisha dinar, the boy takes 6 gold dinar, and the Kiva not tells Shnei dinar, she takes 2 gold dinar. 6 gold dinar comes out to 150 zuz, and 2 gold dinars comes out to 50 zuz. So it's not our case, we said it's 200 and 100. But my, What case is this talking about? Rav Ashi, Amrisa L'Shmaita, Kamed Rav Kahana B'Misaris. I said this whole discussion in front of Rav Kahana. I explained the Braisa, I was talking about where the father says two things, and the second, the reverse of the first. Right? So he says, by twins, depending on if the boy is born first or the girl is born first. Right? Dalmar Zochet Chila Masayim. He says, if the boy is first, he's going to get 200. And a Kev Acharav Velo Klum. And a girl comes after, it's going to get nothing. The Kev Tchila Mana, she's going to get 100. Zochet Chila Mana, and the boy that comes after also get 100. Vyolda Zochet Nekev, and this is what happens. You give birth to a boy and a girl. Velo Yadan and Heimenai, enough vibration, but don't know which one came out first. In such a case, Zachar Shachal Manami Manavshach. So in that case, the boy takes 100 Zoz Manavshach. Right? Because if he's first, then he should get 200. And if he was second, then he gets 100. So either way, he's going to get at least 100. Idach Mana, have a moment, a mutab a Safik v'cholken. It's a Safik, what we do with that? Therefore, you go and you split it, and she gets 50, and he gets the other 50. This is 150 and 50. I effect the word of a Tanya of a Bryce that says, Yaldo Zachar Nekeva in lo el a Mana. If you get birth to a boy and a girl, he has nothing but a Mana, but 100 Zoz. Hechem Eshkachas, what's the case? Aravina, bimivasreni. It's talking about the one who's giving a mavasar, who's mavasar tov, says Rashbam. Lo hisna lasis la zachar nekeva klum, ella la mavasar, kim refresh mazar, to one who gave him the news that his wife had a baby. Beep, turn the page. Kuf mem aleph amud beis de tawa, vavavavavanya. Ha mavasreni bamen nifta rachma shel ishti. Whoever tells me what came out of my wife's, the opening of my womb was, in other words, whether my wife gave birth to a boy or to a girl. Whoever goes and tells me that, im zachar yitol mana. If it's a boy, I give him 100. Yod zachar not a mana. Then he gets the money. Yod zachar, then not a mana. Im nekeva mana. If the father says of a girl, 100 joz and yod nekeva not a mana. Yod zachar unikeva and loel a mana. Now he only gets a mana, 100. Hazachar unikeva loamar. But the father didn't say the possibility of it being a boy and a girl. And for the Gemara, the Amar Nami im zachar unikeva nami yitol mana. We're talking about a case where the father said, if it's a boy and a girl, then he takes 100 zuz. Factor more elamute mai. So every case, the guy's getting 100 zuz, what's coming to exclude? Lamute nefel. It's excluding that if it's a nefel, if the baby dies. Nebuch, Rechman al-Islan. Talk to Gemara story time. Ahud Amr La Lebetu. There was this guy who says to his wife, Nechsai Lahai Demi Abras, my property, my nechasim, is giving to this kid who you are now pregnant with. Amar Avuna, Avuna says, having mezake leubar. Mezake leubar lokana. He's being mezake something to a fetus. And if you do that, it doesn't work. Says the Rishpam, ayde acher lokana, acha yula, until it's born. Va'afilu heicha da'amar. Even when he says, nachsai laha uber kisha yula, da'amar Avuna lekaman afla kisha teile lokana. It doesn't matter what the case is. A fetus is not able to get it, and giving a gift to it is therefore not going to do anything because they're not able to acquire anything. So nothing doing. Now, for the Gemara, Esve Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Ha'omer, Im Yalda Ishti Zachar Yitamana. Let's say you have a case where a guy says, if my wife gives birth to a boy, then you get a money. Yalda Zachar Mana, then if you give birth to a boy, it takes 100, right? So what does that tell you 100 does? That clearly, Mish is saying that if you want to give a gift to Matana to a Uber, to a fetus, then Taka does work. Amar Lei, Mishnah Seinu, Eini Yodea Mishtana. He said, our Mishnah, I have no idea who taught our Mishnah. It's not, we're not good with that. Vale Malay Rimeiri, why don't we just say that it's Rabbi Meir, to Amar Alda Makta Darshal Balolim. He says, people, he said, you can be Makta something to a daughter that hasn't come yet, into something that hasn't come into the world yet. As we've seen a few times in this Masechta, the Meir holds such a Shita. Amar Shabbat Rabbi Meir, what is that? True, the Darshishna Balolim, something which is in the world, the Darshishna Balolim, Mishamat Lay. Right? This is, somebody's already here, but did you hear him say this about something who's not in existence at all? Like the case of a mayor, if someone says, after I convert, but the person is there, they exist. But over here, the person doesn't exist at all, so it doesn't make sense. So, in fact, the Gemara, Valimali Rabbi Yossi, why don't we say it's Rabbi Yossi? Damar Uber Kani, or there is Kona, the Tanan, Uber Posel, Veino Maichel, Divir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds the Mishnah Yavamos, then Uber Passels, and doesn't allow to eat, as I gesagt, Rabbi Yossi, right? We know we're talking about here, only Kohanim can have Truma, and be able to part of it, but a Kohen's wife is allowed to eat Truma, even though she is not a Kohen. And the Kohen's Avid Kenani can eat also. And if the Kohen dies, then the Almana can continue to eat Truma as long as they have a kid. Now we're talking about over here when the woman is pregnant. she's pregnant with the baby. Pardon. Well, this is talking about the fact that let's say this guy has a bunch of kids and he has a fetus on the way and then he goes and he dies. The slaves are now no longer allowed to eat chuma because of the fact that the one that's in the uber in the mother's womb doesn't isn't considered a kohen until it comes into existence, yet still has ownership over the slaves as a quote-unquote Yisrael, even though he's not really Yisrael, but he's kind of no man's land. And therefore we see over there that that's post-Selvein, Michael Devery Rabbi Yosef, says that clearly that there is some sort of connection over there. It says, Gemara, Shaini Yerusha Abba Me'aleh. Yerusha that comes on its own is a different case than going and being Yori something straight up. I have a limit later, Yochanan ben Broka. He wanted to say Yochanan ben Broka. Damar loshana Yerusha, loshana matana. It doesn't make a difference, Yerusha or matana. It's not a Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer back in Guflamed. Im Amar al Misha Roy Liyosha. If you say about someone who's Roy to Yosha, who is Roy to fitting to be a Yorish, Dvarv Kayam, and then his words are Mekuyam. Amar Desham, no, something more not true, because Amar Desham later, Yochanan ben Broka. When does he say that? That's the Davar Sheish Nabalam, something that's in existence. The Davar Shalainabalam, Yamar, does he really say that? He says, Gemara, Vilema, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he still says Yochanan ben Broka, Visavar Laka Rabbi Yossi, and he holds like Rabbi Yossi. You put the two of them together now. You put Rabbi Yossi that a fetus inherits, and the fact that Yochanan ben Broka that says that someone who will inherit is going to work. Then we come to the fact that you can give a will of his estate to his unborn child. And Rav Huna can then explain Rav Yochanan ben Broka accepts a view of Rav Yossi, and he's the author of our Mishnah. Says, Mi Yemer de Savarla, who says Rav Yochanan ben Broka, he holds like Rav Yossi. And furthermore, Valemalei b'mivisreini. Rav Huna can just say that our Mishnah is talking about the case where the father gives the money to somebody who brings good news. Says the Rashbam, the Masnisan Ayyubim Vasraini, Kiamavaser Yeshno Ba'olam, he's in the world, Venuki the Masnisan, Shemavaser Yitel Mane, Veloha Uber, the Mazaka La Uber Lokana, that attack doesn't work over here. In fact, the Gemara, Yahachi the Gatani Sefa, Ve'im Shain Sham Yorish Elohu, Yorish Akol. If so, then you can't explain that what it means at the end of the mission. It says, and if there's no other Yorish other than him, then he inherits it. Even Rasraini, Yorish Mayavadite. Every time there's someone who's giving the good news, then what Shaykhis? What's Yerushav do with this? Vele Malibish Yalda. I've heard it say that our mission is talking about where she already gave birth when the father said his statement. He just didn't know yet whether it was a boy or a girl, and that's what he said of her. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying that if the kid is a boy, he gets 100, etc., right? It's not a problem with Rav Huna's den that you can't give it to a fetus. So why doesn't he just say it like that? And for the Gemara, Yehachi Degatani Seifa Ve'im Amar Kol Masha Teilid Ishti Yutol Halrei Zayitol, then the Mishnah, if it's true that the Mishnah is talking about where the kid's already born, then how you can deal with the fact that it says at the end of the Mishnah, if he said whatever my wife gives birth to is going to, you know, take X amount, and then the tumtum, the existing math, etc. Kol she teilid, kol she yolda me by. What do you mean? Anything that will give birth? You should have said any kol she yolda, anything that whatever she has already given birth to. But it doesn't say that because clearly then it can't be that. Beep. Turn the page. Kuf mem beis. I'm an out. Vale malay da amr likish teilid. I'll just say that the Mishnah means when I give birth. And for the Gemara, Rav Huna l'tame. Rav Huna goes according to his own reasoning. Damar Rav Huna, af l'kishetele lokana. Even if someone gives a gift to a fetus, we're saying the Lashon, when it will give birth, it still doesn't work. So then we're still stuck over here. So again, we said, so why don't we just say the Lashon of l'kishetele, when give birth, said that that also wouldn't work. De Amar of Nachman, so Nachman says, a mezaka the uber lokana, l'kishetele kana, right? That someone's a mezaka to the owner, to the uber, it's not going to go quiet. But if he says that it should be when they give birth, then it will work. Rav Huna Amar, af l'kishetele kana, even when, if you say that, it won't work. Rav Sheshes Amar, echad zeh lokana, in both circumstances, it's not going to be kona. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.